of the Cavaliers players have been here rooting on the Indians all October. It's been great to see that, as the Indians did for the Cavs in June. The pitch down low, one ball, one strike. Six to three, Cubs lead the Indians, bottom of the seventh. Hit on the grass at third is Bryant. Outfield, medium deep, a little bit toward right. The pitch swung on and a weak
ball. Baseball's going to be over soon.
In the shallow left, Zobrist coming in to retire Coco Crisp. One down. Starter Kyle Hendricks went 4 2/3, gave up 2 runs, 1 earned. The run off John Lester was also unearned. And the Indians scored a bizarre 2 runs on a wild pitch when they had runners at second and third. Santana and Kipnis both scored on a wild pitch that ricocheted away from David Ross, and he actually tipped over and fell to the ground. By the time he scrambled and went to the backstop, Kipnis had hustled and scored on a head-first slide. In there, a first pitch strike to Indians catcher Roberto Perez, who's got a sack bunt and a strikeout tonight. Lester, into the wide in the 0-1. Curveball, and it missed inside, 1-1. Well, Lester has pretty much taken this Indians crowd out of the game. He has come in here and shut down the Indians offensively. Two starts and now this relief appearance in game.
Really
seven.
Curious. I've not really been following baseball much this year at all. But I'm curious to see how this shit goes.
2-1.
Potentially historic, I suppose.
Won't be long if people get on base that Aroldis Chapman will be warming. Now the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled upstairs, 2-2. Joe Maddon, the Cubs manager, was criticized by some people. Of course, everybody now, whether you're a fan or you're in the media, always feel like they know more than the manager. But Chapman last night worked parts of 3 innings, but only 20-some pitches, the 2-2. Backdoor curve, didn't get the call. Lester thought, full count. Joe Maddon said today the only thing in that 9-3 game last night, he just wished he would have had somebody up warming sooner in the night. But that isn't going to impact Chapman tonight. Now the payoff pitch. Swinging a foul back. We'll do it again at 3-2. These two managers, Terry Francona and Joe Maddon, they went at it a long time against each other in the AL East with Boston and Tampa Bay. And two managers that think outside the box. They're not afraid to second guess. It's why they're outstanding managers. Now the payoff pitch. Inside, he lost it with a walk. So the Indians have their second free ride of the night. Roberto Perez draws the one-out walk. Top of the order now, and Carlos Santana, switch hitter. He'll bat right-handed. RBI single tonight. He's lined up, and he's also walked. Tyler Naquin's going to run for Roberto Perez at first, so Yan Gomes will be catching when the Cubs bat in the eighth. So Perez will leave. Naquin will run. Top of the order, Carlos Santana. First at bat, right-handed. The pitch, he banks it to the mound. And Lester wanted to go to second to start a double play and didn't have confidence in throwing the ball there. How about that? And then he kind of ran toward first and underhand lobbed it about 15 feet. That's a double play ball 99% of the time. But Lester just has no confidence in throwing to any base. And So instead of the inning being over, the Indians have a runner at second in Tyler Naquin.
And Carlos seems like something this guy should work on.
Number two, here's Jason Kipnis.
As a pitcher, like,
he got that about 18-foot single.
Thrown to the bases, maybe.
The
I don't know.
Lineup, John Lester, when Lester came out in the fifth and would eventually score, Kipnis 1-3. The pitch.
I guess it happens, though.
And it missed inside a ball. It's amazing that a guy that's as good a pitcher as John Lester would have such a mental block when it comes to throwing a baseball to the bases. But it doesn't keep him from winning. The pitch. Swung at, fouled upstairs, 1-1. As Sandy Alomar said, you still have to get on first, and that's the problem when facing Lester. So Naquin takes his lead at second. Two down in the seventh. Indians down 6-3. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball. 1-2 the count on Kipnis. Outfield. Shaden Kipnis the other way toward left. The set by Lester. Here it comes. Kipnis swung and missed. Chased the breaking ball down and away. What a job by Lester tonight. Well, he has certainly gotten them now into Chapman territory. 7 in the books. And the Cubs lead the Indians by a score of 6-3.
Sirius XM Blitz with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre.
The head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson.
Doug, look, but he got some of the worst injuries. In relief from me, he broke his jaw. His mouth was wired shut for about 6 weeks, which was great. I did all the talking. He didn't get to say anything.
It's like this interview. I can't get a word in edgewise.
Catch Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre all season long on the SiriusXM Blitz. SiriusXM NFL Radio, Channel 88. His family.
Get inside the front office with former GMs Jim Duquette, Steve Phillips, and Jim Boyle on MLB Network Radio, Sirius 209, XM89, and on your phone with the Sirius XM app.
He started as a party DJ at just 8 years old before pioneering the underground hip-hop mixtape scene.
It's the kid!
Now, he's bridging the gap between throwbacks and new music on Sirius XM Fly every week at his Kid Capri's Block Party.
I'm gonna have musicians, DJs, comedians, and even athletes.
Plus, Kid takes you back to the Fly Day. All custom mix.
Oh, Fly Party will kick you free.
Debut Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific.
It's Sirius XM Fly.
Channel 47.
Hey folks, this is Jason Horowitz. Join the BR Afternoon Drive as we dive into all the biggest sports stories of the day, weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, on Sirius XM Bleacher Report Radio, Channel 83.
Get back in.
Bring a huge bar, they walk down the street, pick something cool, move the airplane.
No, but if we go to the airport,
we
can.
Matt
Damon, how are you, Matt?
Hey, Richard, how you doing?
I really appreciate the call.
No worries, Richard, I love your show.
Oh, video games, right? They're good.
And on your smartphone, all the new and improved.
Sometimes the business behind them is a hassle.
If you get the MLB Network Radio before and after every game, we're talking about your team on Sirius 209 XM 89.
It's unfortunate.
XM app. Join us in the game on MLB Network Radio, Sirius 209.
But that's always been the way.
Cody Allen got the strikeout throwout double play in the seventh inning. And he'll work here in the eighth. Haroldis Chapman starting to throw the Chicago bullpen. Anthony Rizzo, Ben Zobrist, and Addison Russell against Cody Allen. Rizzo 1-4-2 with an RBI single. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the Cubs' order. The Indians overshift to the right. They put 3 between first and second. Third baseman Jose Ramirez, even with the bags, halfway between second and third. Outfield deep and a bit toward right. Allen the line in the pitch to Rizzo. And he went curveball straight down the inside corner. Tonight's game brought to you by the Home Depot. More savings, more doing.
Yeah, more doing.
Allen under the motion, the 0-1. Checked and took another curveball strike, 0-2. Breeze has started to pick up, blowing out toward right. Hopefully the rain stays away. Rizzo sends one upstairs foul, and the count stays nothing at two. It's been an incredible month of October and now the start of November for postseason play. There have been a few chilly days and nights, but 69 degrees for the first pitch tonight at 8 o'clock on November 2nd. The 0-2 swing and a missed curve in the dirt. Gomes picks it up and he'll throw to first, wide throw, but a good stretch by Napoli to catch it. And complete the strikeout of Rizzo. Second strikeout for Cody Allen. One down in the eighth, here's Ben Zobrist. 0 for 3. He will bat left-handed. Six runs, 10 hits for the Cubs. The Indians, 3 runs on 6 hits. Cubs finally were able to crank up the offense here the last couple of nights here in Cleveland, scoring 15 runs over the last two ballgames. The line of the pitch swung out, a smash foul outside of first, strike one. And take nothing away from this team that has been the best team in baseball all year. The Cubs winning 103 games. But it finally seems like here in this World Series, some of the injuries the Indians have had to deal with finally caught up to them. Here's the line of the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away, 0-2. No Carlos Carrasco, your number 2 starter. And Danny Salazar, your number 3 starter, who could only work an inning or two out of the bullpen. And then not having your best all-around player, Michael Brantley, all year. And that takes nothing away from the Cubs. The pitch checked on a pitch low. 1-2, but in particular, not having the depth in your rotation may have finally caught up with Josh Tomlin and Corey Kluber having to pitch here on 3 nights or 3 days rest, and Kluber having to do it a bunch this postseason. But again, that does not take anything away from this Cubs comeback. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded toward first at the line with the play as Napoli runs to the bag for the out, 2 down. Now Addison Russell 0 for 2 with a sack fly. 2 outs, nobody on. Cubs lead it 6-3 here in the 8th. Right-hander against right-hander. Cody Allen into the motion and the first delivery to Russell. And it's a curveball strike. Boy, what a postseason run for Cody Allen. Still hasn't given up a run. Allen works first base side of the rubber and deals. Curveball into beauty. 0-2. Ready. 2-strike pitch. Swung on, popped up. First baseman Mike Napoli. He will make the catch. And another good inning for Cody Allen. Cody Allen was on the mound when the Indians clinched the division series at Fenway. He was on the mound when the Indians clinched the pennant in Toronto. He's on the mound here tonight, hoping for an Indians rally. Cubs 6, Indians 3, bottom of the 8th coming up.
there, I'm Kenny Curtis from SiriusXM's Kids Place Live, and this message is for grown-ups only. Listen, we know you want your kids to hear the best music available, and that's why we're here. Every day at Kids Place Live, we sift through thousands of CDs, listening to the hits from movie soundtracks and discovering the best independent artists that make children's music today. It's not only what your kids want to hear, it's what you want your kids to hear. It's Kids Place Live.
You don't know what I want my kids to hear.
SiriusXM 78.
Nothing but Luke solo albums over here. Not even Two Live Crew stuff. Just Luke. Just Scarred on repeat.
On your phone with the SiriusXM app.
SiriusXM is talking about the biggest stories in sports. College Sports Nation.
Texas A&M. They shouldn't be number four. Without question. Washington should be in that four spot.
I don't really care who is one, two, three at this point. But if we really are considering game control, how is Clemson ahead of Michigan?
Not even number one Alabama has the quality of wins that Clemson got. This is not rocket science.
If you're talking about it, if we're talking about it on SiriusXM Sports.
Stream every home and away game of your favorite team on the new and improved SiriusXM app, where every pro team has its own dedicated channel. Visit SiriusXM.com/app for more info.
Doug Morgan and Dave LaGreca are taking you inside the squared circle.
All right, well, you're going to have to watch the rest of that baseball game on your own, I guess. Everybody have a good night. And we'll do this again in the morning. I'll see you later.